You're now listening to The Creator Code, the podcast dedicated to unlocking the secrets of your favorite online creators. Each week, we will deep dive into the tech, tips, and tricks to find out what truly makes them tick. Whether you're a new creator just starting out or an accomplished veteran, this show is made for you. And now, here's your host, Maddie Tingles.
Okay, welcome back to the Creator Code Podcast. I am your host, Maddie Tingles. This is the podcast where we unlock the secrets of your favorite creators. Thank you so much for being here. As a reminder, full video of these episodes are on YouTube, so check that out. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, go there. Today is episode 2 of season 2 of the Creator Code Podcast. We have a very, very special guest joining us today, talking about over 147,000 subs, over 24 million views, Twitch streamer, staple in the community. Of course, I'm talking about ASMR Shani. Shani, hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in Oregon and it's like sunny today for the first time all year. So
what's that like? Because it's cold here.
how's your day? What's going on?
It's been pretty good. It's been snowing for like the last 3 days though, so I'm kind of like stuck inside.
Oh, okay. So when you say snowing, like a lot, how, like inches, oh, what yeah. are we talking?
Like, no, like a good foot right now.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Okay. When that happens, are you stuck inside? Do you like what goes on?
Yeah, like if I still lived in the city where I used to live, you know, it gets plowed pretty quick. So eventually you can get out. But I live in the country now, like in the middle of nowhere. So I'm pretty much stuck.
Yeah. Got it. So, and you're used to that, right? So like, do you go do snowmen, snow angels, any of that? Or are you just like, this is just normal?
Well, I hate being cold. If it were up to me, I would live like in California or Florida. But yep. Yeah, I mean, most people would go outside and like do snow angels or go sledding. So
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So like where I'm at, we get snow like a week a year maybe. And it's like at the most 6 or 7 inches.
Oh, okay,
and so It's like a rare thing. So everyone like freaks out and like does everything you can in the snow because it's only here for a week. But you're in Michigan, right?
Yeah, I'm in Michigan.
So I mean, yeah, cold.
We have snow up until like my birthday in April. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm not a fan.
Oh my gosh. What's the temperatures like there?
I looked and on Wednesday, so in a couple days, it's going to be -3 Fahrenheit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
so I don't
cold.
Go outside.
That's cold. It was like 31 here last night and I was like, oh, this is freezing.
Sounds like summer.
That's crazy. Have you been in Michigan? How long have you been in Michigan?
My whole life.
Whole life.
I've been trying to get out, but people keep keeping me stuck here.
Yeah. Were you an Eminem fan growing up?
Oh, we have to be. Like, if live in Michigan, you have no choice.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. All right. I like it. I've never been. I think I've been to the airport on a layover.
Oh, yeah?
Never. Yeah, because I've been to the Detroit airport a few times.
The Detroit airport's actually really nice, depending on which hub you're at. There's, like, two.
Yeah, but it wasn't
like,
bad.
Actually, yeah, because I've been around, like, all of the United States, and it's got one of the nicest airports I've been to. Yeah. I've never been to Oregon. I've actually always wanted to go, so a little
oh, really?
Bit jealous. Yeah, it just looks really pretty there.
It's beautiful. It is. And, like, where I'm at, I'm, like, 40 minutes from the ocean. And then 40 minutes from like mountain snowboarding and then 40 minutes from desert the other way.
Like, I love that.
It's crazy.
I didn't realize it was so like diverse there.
Yeah. We have everything.
That's pretty cool.
Except for multiple feet of snow.
Sounds perfect.
All right. So you've been in Michigan your whole life. I agree with you. I think that airport was pretty nice. I think last time I went to Toronto, that was my layover.
Yeah, it's a really pretty one. I've been to some that are like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That one's pretty nice.
Yeah, there's some bad ones. Yeah. Okay, let's get to it. So let's see. July 2nd, 2018
yes.
is your first upload on YouTube.
Yes, so it's actually my dad's birthday.
Is it really? That's cool. All right. So I like to ask people this just because I'm interested. So that is the first public video on your YouTube. Mm-hmm. Was that the first video you put up, or are there some that you deleted / made unlisted?
That's a good question. No, that if you actually look, and this confuses people all the time because, you know, subscribers always want to say happy channelversary, but it's like wrong because I made my account. You can see like, what was it, 6 years or something before that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I wanted to do a YouTube channel like my whole life, but I was really just too afraid to. Like I didn't want to deal with people being mean. So I just kept putting it off. And there was actually, do you know Good Mythical Morning?
Yeah.
You heard of GMM?
Yeah.
So I was a huge fan. And they actually did this contest for a hot second where they were looking for like two like females to do like the same thing. And they were going to start this new channel with like two women.
Oh, okay.
And so I do have an unlisted video of an audition tape that I made for that that I will never show anybody.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, especially once you start to get a following, you go back and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want anyone to see that, right?
Yeah, it was cringy.
But like, I also kind of think, because I was like that for a while too, I also kind of think though, it's really cool to look back and look how far you've came from the first video.
Oh yeah, I don't delete anything. I mean? Yeah, I leave them up there because even if I find like I find my first ASMR video super bad and cringy, but people like it, you know. You just leave it up and you just don't look at it.
Exactly. I never go back that far. Yeah.
Same.
Okay. So okay, but for publicly, July 2nd, 2018. Okay. So a couple things. One, you said that you were afraid to start a channel.
Yeah.
What changed for you? What got you to that point?
So I've said this before online, like maybe in like a Twitch stream or something like that, without getting like too deep into it. I was bullied like a lot, like growing up. And so I was always afraid that if I started my channel that they would find it. And it was like during school time.
Yeah.
And so every time I wanted to go start a channel, either for makeup, gaming, whatever, I just kept thinking someone's going to find it. So I just never did. And then I finally got to the age where, you know, I had my own house. I had a full-time job and I was kind of over that. And I was like, I went to school for radio broadcasting. So I was like, you know, I would like to do something with what I learned. And I was listening to ASMR all the time to help with my anxiety. And I thought it would be cool to like help people.
Yeah.
So I just decided, you know what? I can deal with it. We'll see. It's probably going to be slow growing. So it doesn't really matter if I get one mean comment here and there. And so I just made a video.
I love it. I love that. So let's see. Okay. I mean, you just keep saying things that I just want to know now. These aren't even on my list anymore. Okay. So just to follow up, you said you were watching ASMR all the time. Who were some creators you were watching back then?
So my first channel I ever found, I don't think was technically an ASMR channel, but it like started recommending channels to me after that.
Yeah.
And it was called Food Surgeon. Have you ever heard of them?
That sounds familiar. I'm not sure.
They're so cool. So it was just hands, like a hospital type thing, just hands. But they would do surgery to like food. Like he would take the inside of a cream, like an Oreo, and put it in a Reese's and stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
And it gave me the tingles and also gave me giggles. And I thought it was so cute. So I would always watch it. But then the first person ever recommended to me after that was ASMR Darling. And she brought me into the whole thing.
I love it. I think that's a lot of people's answer, by the way.
Yeah.
Like when she had, 2018, when she like blew up.
Yeah.
That's a lot when a lot of people were coming into it. Yeah, so that's a lot of people's answer. Hey,
yeah, I've been watching it that long, literally like I right when it. She hit like right or, like started to get really big. That's when I found it.
Yeah,
so
I love it. I love that. Okay, And then the other thing I had written down here was, did you have an experience before you uploaded? And you said you went to school for radio
broadcasting. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any experience in like video editing, audio, all of that stuff before?
No. So thankfully that's, I don't say this too much because he doesn't like me to talk about him, but my husband, Zach, he actually graduated with a film degree.
Oh, there you go.
So we're at one stop shop.
Love that. I love that. That's awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That's actually.
Yeah, it worked out.
I love that. Okay, so let's see. Switching gears here a little bit, what's it like to have a twin brother?
So crazy. So it's had its ups and downs because, like, it's so weird to think about that I was never alone. Like, we were my mom's first set of children. So she never had, like, one child. It was always two of us. And he's so the opposite of me. Like, I'll have to send you a picture. We have my favorite picture of us is you can tell how shy he is because he's standing like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm next to him with, like, my costume falling off. My hair's all knotted. And I'm like,
yeah.
Two completely different people. And growing up, we never wanted to, like, hang out with each other because we had, like, the same friends, everything. We never wanted to be around each other.
Yeah.
And now that we're adults, like, he literally calls me all the time and texts me. And he showed up to a restaurant when we all went out to eat one time, and he was wearing my merch. And I was
like,
oh
my gosh.
So he's so supportive. Yeah, he's great.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, actually. That you said that you were never alone like that.
Yeah,
that's,
isn't that weird?
I've never
think
heard
about?
Anyone say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've always had somebody, which is kind of cool to think about.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right. This is something that I talk to almost everyone about because I think it's universally one of the things that every creator struggles with. But I wanted to talk to you specifically because I think your situation is just a little bit different. So talk to me about finding a balance between everything that you have going on in your life, right? Because you have the channel, you have your family, you know what I mean? You have a lot of stuff going on. And so, and I think that's one of the biggest struggles for creators is finding that balance of, like, feeling like you always have to be creating and posting and all of that, but then also you have a family and you have to obviously do that as well, and just kind of finding your priorities. Do you struggle with that? And then talk to me about how you deal with and figure that out.
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I've been trying to figure it out now for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, I guess you just end up having to listen to yourself and, like, your, like, mental state and, like, you know, how you're feeling, because I used to just grind and to the point where I was, like, really, really tired and, like, just emotionally exhausted and drained. And everyone does it. Like, you know, you feel like you have to put something out or your channel's going to, like, tank or views are going to tank. And finally it got to the point where, you know, I sat down and I talked to my husband and I was like, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just, you know, I need a break. I need to figure this out. So we started making, I'm not a planner. I don't plan anything. Mm. We started planning out my videos. Mm. Like for the month, and, like, when I need to film, when I need to edit, when I need to do Patreon, I'm streaming 4 days a week. When am I going to do that? And now we just have, like, a big Google calendar.
Nice.
But we're also really, we're really not strict now. So, like, I used to be really strict to it. Like, I have to follow it. But if there's a day now where I'm not doing well mentally, or I'm tired, or my boys just want to hang out with me, it's okay to push stuff back. It's okay. Just everyone, if you're listening, it's okay to push stuff back. Your subscribers will still be there. I know it doesn't feel like it, but you know, your mental health comes first.
Yeah. So absolutely. No, I think that's the universally the struggle that most creators deal with. I do think organization like that could help people, like planning stuff out in advance. But also, the most important thing you said, though, was, okay, so we're planning everything out, but also, like, not being that strict on it. Like, if we miss something or can't do that, I think a lot of people would be one-track minded of, like, okay, I have this calendar, now I have to stick to it. And if you don't, then you're, like, failing or whatever. So finding a way to not feel that way if you miss something is key. Yeah, I don't know. I think we're all, you know, we're all trying to figure that out.
Yeah, that's where I was for a really long time. But like I said, you just have to learn to be forgiving of yourself because your mental state comes first. So if you miss something, it's still going to be there. You'll be able to make it up. You have your whole life. Just you need a day, take a day. Like,
yep. Yeah. And I don't even know where it came from, where, like, there's just this unknown, unsaid thing for YouTubers that are like, you can't miss an upload. You have to upload this many times a week. Where really, like, there's no rules. There's no, like, there's nothing ever said that's, like, officially, here's what you need to do, right?
There's not. It's all algorithm. And again, just real quick, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, you're
you.
Good. Yeah.
just to put it out there for anyone, that's not true, because I've seen channels not upload for months and then upload and they do, you know, 5 million views. So don't be hard on yourself. Everyone take a break. It's okay.
Yep. I think, yeah, exactly. There's a lot of channels that I follow that upload like 3 times a year and they're doing great.
Yeah. So we're just hard on ourselves.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For me personally, the most pressure comes from myself. It doesn't come from anywhere else. You know what
Same.
I mean?
Same.
But I do think it's really important for creators out there. Like, yeah, find that balance, and also find a way to not get down on yourself when you miss something that you plan.
Yeah, because people That's can really tell in your videos if you're stressed, and like, you want to be happy. Your happiness comes first. So focus on yourself, and then you'll enjoy your work more, and they'll enjoy it too.
Yeah. So. That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
It is.
All right. Do you have a favorite cosplay that you've done?
Everyone always asks this question, and I really wish I did. I like them all equally. I guess the most fun one that I enjoyed recently was Vi from Arcane, because it awoke something in me. I felt so confident. So I really liked that one a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there any that you haven't done yet that you want to do?
So many. There's so many. I have so many funny ideas. I really would like to try more gender bent ones, because I always do like the female. Like, my favorite anime is Food Wars. So I would love to do like the Yukihira. He's like the main one. Or L from Death Note, just eating a bunch of sweets. Like, that would be so funny.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Have you ever been to any cons or anything for cosplay?
I have. I typically just do YumaCon and Comic-Con in this area. We don't have a lot of big ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've gone, and we, what did we dress up as last time? Oh, we all went as demons. Was it demon? No. We went as My Hero Academia characters. So I was Toga.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping things get better in the world so we can get back to cons and stuff.
Yeah. Same. I miss everybody.
They're really, really fun. And I genuinely think this is just, I think, how it has to be, where there's been a lot of talk, and people have even tried to do like an ASMR con kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And the last time I was talking to GB about this, she was like, I think that instead of planning an ASMR con, we just all go to VidCon or TwitchCon or something and take it over.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because then the infrastructure, everything's there, and we just take it over.
Yeah, we don't have to try to plan everything. We just show up and just,
yeah.
I like that. Just kind of walk
think that's
in.
The way to go. I think that's the way to go. So, I mean, we'll see. Hopefully the world gets a little better, and we can get back to that. Because truly, that's like, especially in the ASMR community, that's like some of my favorite times
the cons
and hanging out with people.
I saw when you guys all went to the one, and I was going to go to that one, but I was still really new. I think I only had like 5,000 subscribers. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you guys all looked like you had fun. So I was like, I'm going to go to the next one. And that's when like COVID hit.
And then
I was
canceled.
Like,
yep.
So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Because it's been 2 years. They've canceled two years
in
a row.
I was really sad because, like I said, I planned on it, and then it just kept getting canceled. And then I feel like no one's going to go to this one coming up. So
I know. I'm kind of bummed about it, because the next one, because it's not even YouTube this year. It's TikTok.
Oh, I was wondering why I saw TikTok all over it. So it's not even a YouTube one, so there's no point in even going.
So so it's been for, what, 11 years, I think, in a row, it's been YouTube-sponsored YouTube VidCon.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the first year that it's TikTok VidCon.
Oh.
And so like a lot of the creators though that are featured so far are YouTubers, so I think it's still that, but I do think there's going to be a huge uprise of TikTok creators there.
I mean, TikTok's really big right now. It's got more views than what YouTube, so.
Oh my gosh, it's insane. Are you on TikTok?
I am. I don't really make that. I mean, I try to make some videos here and there, but I don't know what I'm doing on there, because sometimes I'll make like a dancing video, and then sometimes I'll do like ASMR, and I'm I feel like I don't really have I still have followers.
It's insane. TikTok is a different monster. It is It is crazy.
It's I gotta figure it out. I gotta hit up Fluidity.
Right?
And you're really big on TikTok. Wait, you help me.
It's going.
What do I do?
I mean, so again, I think I said this last episode, but like the thing that helped me with it was I listened to an interview of someone who worked at TikTok and didn't anymore.
Okay.
And they basically said the algorithm for TikTok is random. Like it literally doesn't matter what you put up. And to think of it as a slot machine, so you're like, you're going, and out of nowhere, one will hit. You know what I mean? One will hit.
That makes sense. Because a lot of my videos are like the same amount of views, and then one has like 100,000, and you're like,
exactly. Yep.
And it's like the dumbest video too.
And it's the worst one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's my worst one.
Exactly. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that though, because I really love VidCon, and it's in Anaheim, which is like an hour 15 flight for me, so it's like really close.
That's not bad, yeah.
And so like I'm debating about, I don't know. I'll be honest, the last one I went to was starting to get taken over by TikTok, even in 2019.
Yeah, I remember seeing all the pictures of them, all the TikTokers.
Yeah, like it was, I don't know. I don't know.
I just really want to meet everybody, so maybe one day.
I know. And like we were talking about like the next con that everyone can go to, about like getting a big like mansion creator house and having people like people can stay there and collab and whatever, like just, you know what I mean?
I love that.
We just need to, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Okay. You stream on Twitch. ASMR on Twitch. And then you also do like games and stuff, right?
Yeah, we've kind of migrated more into gaming. Not that I don't love ASMR, but I'm mainly like a role player.
Yeah.
So to do just sit there and do like triggers is like, it's not really my thing. I mean, I love listening to it. Like, you know, there's a bunch of people I listen to their trigger videos, but I don't have the attention span for it. I start doing like two things and I'm like, I need to do something else.
Right.
So we've migrated more to gaming. So we typically just do like horror games, really.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same way. And the thing is for me is we do ASMR for a living. We do it all the time on YouTube, right? And there was a while where I was doing ASMR on Twitch, four or five times a week.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is too much. Like, I need to do something different, right?
Exactly.
And the hard part is on Twitch, like, if I do ASMR, the people that show up are, it's like 100 times more people than if I'm just doing games, right? But where I'm at now is like, I don't necessarily care anymore, because I'm way happier doing games and like doing something else on there. So I think it's good to branch out and do whatever you want on there. What games are you playing on there?
I play all kinds of horror games. We played At Dead of Night. We've done the Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. We're doing Alien Isolation. I've done Resident Evil, the new one.
Yeah.
So like everything. We have scream alerts. We have a heart rate monitor. So it's all kinds of fun.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Some of those games are too much for me. It's so intense. Oh my gosh.
I love a good jump scare. So
yeah. I started playing Dead by Daylight a little bit with a couple friends, and it's a lot. It's very intense.
We do that too. My friends are really good at it though. I'm mainly just the comedic relief that dies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Me too. Me too. I like bought an outfit and just look cool and then just go to a generator immediately.
You sound like me. I play as the guy, he looks like he's from Jaws, like the old man. And I just like walk around, and then as I'm dying, they're like, I hear an old man dying. And I'm like, you hear nothing.
I love it. Do you want to say, do you have any opinion? You don't have to, but do you have any opinion on Twitch, or sorry, on ASMR on Twitch in general right now?
Yeah, I mean, so at first I was like, I've never left like doing ASMR on there. The reason I stopped streaming ASMR so much is just because I wanted to do gaming, like you said, just because it makes me happier, whether it gets less views or not. But I am a little sad by it. I don't want to say anything like bad about it, because, you know, in the end, they are still doing ASMR in their own way. It's just not the way that I think belongs in an ASMR category. But again, everyone can do whatever they want. I just wish they would maybe separate it, maybe like an adult ASMR section and then an ASMR section. So,
yeah, I completely agree, by the way. Like, it's not, for me, it's not necessarily even what they're doing, because it's not up to us how people take what we make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, but I do think that it can be, for lack of a better term, harmful to put everyone in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and again, like, I've talked about this all the time. I don't have the answer. I don't know if it's make an 18 plus ASMR category. I don't know if it's, who knows what the answer is, right?
Yeah.
But the fact is, I do see a lot of people moving into other things who were doing ASMR.
That's sad. I know. That makes me really sad. And so, I worry about the 13-year-olds and stuff that are. So that's why I think maybe if they had like a locked category for like that kind of stuff, you know, then people who want to watch that can still. And then we have a more family friendly, open.
Right. I mean, category. Yeah. I just don't know the answer, because if
either.
I'm Twitch as a company, it's like, okay, if we do, for instance, if we do an 18 plus ASMR category, it's like, what is that opening up for us
to know.
Do? You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It's
but really they've hard. Already approved hot tubs. So at that it's point, true. It's like, I know it's you know, it's, they got to figure their, their stuff out. I just wish that, you know, I could have my ASMR category the way it was.
I know. Before. I know. We had a good run for a while. It was really good.
And I miss, really I don't like seeing how disheartening, like all my friends are all sad. And I don't like that either.
Yeah, so. It really is. It's affecting a lot of people. Like, I see a lot of people streaming less or doing other things now.
Yeah, that makes really. Me sad.
Yeah, and, I don't have the answer, but well, I hope they can figure it out.
Yeah, and there's still people who want, you know, just like regular ASMR. So it makes it kind of hard for them to find it.
Yeah.
But we can't give up, because if we give up, then they don't even have it. So we just got to keep.
I know. Have you ever streamed on YouTube?
I have streamed on YouTube. It's, you know, it's weird because you get more views on YouTube because that's where I have more subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I wish I liked streaming on Twitch. I just wish they paid their creators better and that they actually listened to us.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
I agree. I'm seeing kind of an uptick, not necessarily in ASMR, but a lot of creators that I follow are moving to YouTube for streaming.
They are.
And it looks pretty good. I'll be honest. They're getting better, I think, as a company and as an interface, YouTube for live streaming. So
yeah, I think it's just a hard line to border, because I have a few of my creators that I've watched, not even ASMR people, just people in general who've moved to YouTube. But then I get spammed with notifications because they're like always streaming. And it's like you need to find a happy middle. Yeah.
Yep.
Like maybe turn off live notifications and leave like video notifications on. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be huge, because notifications are a big thing. That's something that's a great topic, like, that people don't really talk about, is like, I tweeted a thing the other day about shorts.
It's
like I would post a short every day if it didn't send out a notification like it was a new video.
Exactly. And that's why I don't post shorts either. So like, I totally feel that. Yeah.
So like, if they could figure out a notification thing, that would be great, because I think there's even shorts, there's crazy growth. With shorts.
Oh yeah, you could have like a way to like pick your notifications, like all maybe like just videos.
Yeah.
Like, I wish they would let you do that, because then I would be a lot happier moving to YouTube.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I follow a guy who's part of the like development team for Twitch or for YouTube streaming, and one of the things they just rolled out that I think is really cool is, so you know, like on Twitch you can raid people.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube, let's say you have 1,000 people in your chat. When you end stream, you can actually send them to your new video.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that's really cool. So
yeah.
Like when you end stream, it just starts playing your newest video.
Oh, that's neat.
I think that's really cool. Just stuff like that.
I wish there was a way to raid people on there though. Like even like new people. I got raided technically before on YouTube before, but they didn't actually like send them over. Like they just told their audience to like come say hi, which was really cool. But that's the only time I've ever seen anything like that on there.
I think that's the most fun. The most I've smiled on Twitch is raiding people.
Oh, I love raiding people.
I think that's the most fun.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yep, I love it. Okay, well, I mean, look, again, I don't have the answers. I hope that they figure it out, though.
Me too.
I think that it's harder than we think, because they're a huge company, you know, and it's Amazon and all of that. But I do think that they could sit down with a handful of creators and figure it out.
I think at this point, enough people have tweeted at them that they should realize there's an issue with ASMR. And even if it does take a long time, at least start the process.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. So. I think that's the biggest issue that we have is there's no dialogue. There's no updates. There's no, are you doing something? Are you not? You know, yeah. Like, okay. So you're streaming on Twitch, you're on YouTube. Couple of things about that. One, I want to talk to you about being specifically a female creator, because mm-hmm. that's always interesting for me as a male creator, because I don't have the same experience that you do, I'm sure. And then also, with a significant other, husband, I think that's really interesting to talk about, because there's a lot of people I know who keep it private that they're with someone for a multitude of reasons. So it may be just being private and keeping things private, or they don't want people to know that they, you know what I mean? There's a lot of reasons. So let's start there. Actually, were you always public about your family?
No. So I'm not I'm more of an open book, really, about everything. So yeah. I was never like hiding it to hide it. Yeah. I just, he's shy and he just didn't want me to really talk about it. But I did put a link to his YouTube channel in my like description, because he edits some of my videos. And that was like the extent of it. I never really talked about it. But then when I started streaming more, like on Twitch, now I'm like to 4 days a week, he shows up. Like, he'll bring me a drink or he'll come onto the screen. And so then it just kind of became like a known thing. And I was like, here's Zach. Right. And so now he's like in it. And then my kids will show up and they'll just hop on my lap. So I'll be so it kind of got more open.
Nice. Okay. That's I think it's great. I know a lot of people who want to keep it private. Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people who are public about it. So
I get it both ways.
I do too. I think I think that there's it just depends on your situation.
Yeah, I know that my audience is mainly men. So like if I were to say it on YouTube or something, you know, people always unsub or they like freak out over it. And that's a little, you know, parasocial relationships are a little weird. Yeah. But in the end, he's, you know, my husband and I'm happy to be with him. So I'm going to talk about it.
Absolutely. What's your demographic for that? You said mostly male?
Yeah, it used to. It's so funny. It's been on and like, it's been like crazy. It's always been mostly men. But then when I did my Cruella video, it got 50-50. But then over the course of like the last few months, it's gone mostly men again.
Right. So. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that's, I mean, just from who I've, from people that I've talked to, that seems pretty normal.
I think it is.
Okay, I love it. Okay, so talk to me about being a female creator. I love asking this question because everyone's perspective and situation is different. And I, like, every time I talk to a female creator, I'm always blown away by, like, how much different it is from my experience.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, I have never, ever been demonetized once, ever, any video, right? And that's not necessarily because I'm a male, except for I think it is. Because there's no doubt in my mind that in the ASMR community, there are female creators who are targeted with demonetization, regardless of what the content is.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of that on Twitter.
So I don't know. Talk to me about your experience with that, whether it be Twitch or YouTube or Instagram or wherever. And most importantly, do you have any advice for female creators?
So that is a hard question to ask, because my experience is different than even like, you know, other people's. I don't get demonetized that often. Knock on wood. Oh my gosh, please someone knock on wood.
Right?
I think it's because I mainly do cosplays
and
stuff like that. So even my girlfriend videos don't get demonetized that often. They have been demonetized, but not as often, just because I think I have so many random cosplay videos like interlaced in there.
Sure.
I think if we're saying like anything to like any advice, I don't know if anyone's even doing this. I haven't really talked to anybody. One thing I do to try to help like not get demonetized as much, and it's been working for me, is when you do that process, when you're uploading your video and it asks you about the monetization stuff.
Yeah.
If it's like a girlfriend video, and even if I'm not doing anything like adult behavior or anything like that, but there's like kissing sounds, I'll mark the first one that says like kissing. And I still get monetized and they don't yellow it or anything. And I still make money out of it. So I don't know. I don't know if people are doing that or not doing that. That's just, you know, something that I would recommend if no one is. But sure, I hate seeing all my friends. Cause like I said, they get demonetized for like things that don't even need to be demonetized for. So like, I really wish YouTube would be better at that too, because I hate seeing my friends' channels, like even their channels get like completely wiped from monetization when they're not doing anything wrong. Yep. So
I know. I don't have the answer, but
I know. I wish I had an answer too. I hate that. I feel like it's just women. Like my one friend, I don't want to bring her up because I don't want to, you know, talk, but she got demonetized just because she showed her shoulders.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, like your shoulders, like.
Yeah, what is this know. Like? I know. Do you feel pressure? Do you feel pressure on online to always be on?
Yes.
Or have you gotten to the
I'm always afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing, or like if I post a picture and it's not slightly filtered, because my audience is mainly men, that they're going to say something about me being old or about me being, it's like, it's so annoying. Like I want to cut my hair. I was talking about this with my other friend. I won't say her name either, about how I want to cut my hair short, but I'm so scared to, because I'm afraid I'll just like lose views because I'm known for having long blonde hair. It's just, it's hard being, you know, I'm not saying men's experience isn't, I'm not here to say anyone's experience isn't hard, but from my experience, it's hard to be a female creating content.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, oh gosh, there's just so much, what's the word? Fear. There's so much fear out there to have to be somebody and be consistent with that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I mean, how do you deal with that?
I mean, you know, just talking to your friends helps. Like we other creators who are female, like I talk to them, even, you know, just like just all my friends online, like just talking to them about it helps. I have gotten a little bit better at just kind of being myself. I used to worry about like what everyone thought about me and stuff like that. But in the end, like, you know, if someone doesn't like you, it's okay. It's all right. Absolutely. Like you can, you know, you don't have to make everyone happy. So I've started just being myself more on Twitch, and you get to a point of being comfortable after a while.
I think that is a great lesson for creators out there, especially if you're starting out. I mean, do you like, okay, so do you think that you've grown thicker skin as you've gone on?
Oh, right? Yeah. At first it was really hard, but if you can get through like, you know, that, you get such a tough skin. And so now like I read things and I just kind of giggle and I delete it.
100%. Yes.
So like it's actually been a blessing. I actually feel like YouTube came into my life. I feel like everything happens for a reason, but that's just me.
Yeah.
It's okay if someone doesn't think that. And sure. I feel like YouTube came into my life because I was very overly sensitive. And over the course of the 3 years, I just keep getting more and more comfortable. And I feel like I really needed that.
Absolutely. So. I couldn't agree more. And that's, again, that's a lesson. Like, I think for creators out there, if you're just starting out, the reality of it is, no matter what you do, if you're doing it online, there will be trolls. There will be.
Oh, yeah.
It's unfortunate. And I'm not saying that the reality is right. I'm saying that it is the reality that it's going to happen. And, you know, some of them will hurt. Some of them will make you feel terrible. Some of them will make you want to quit. But take it from people who have gone through it and been doing this for years. In my experience, at least, and it sounds like with yours, it does get better. It does get easier. And I think that's just because you grow a thicker skin, and you're simultaneously becoming more secure with who you are every time you upload.
Yeah, that's really, you know? When it comes down to it, you end up just getting more comfortable with yourself and not really caring what other people say. So
I think it's you have to do this, because I say this all the time. It's not for everybody. this, like, the job that we do and being online is not for everybody.
I will say, before I started making content, I didn't know it was this hard. Like, I didn't realize, you know, a lot of people get, sorry, slightly off topic, but a lot of people get upset when creators do like ads, like at the beginning of their videos, but you know, now making content, like that's how they make their money. Like you can skip skip the ad. So I
think it's really interesting, and maybe this is just for me, but like I used to, I think I started doing ads 4 years ago, maybe, like my first ones. And at first, 4 years ago, people were like, we hate this. Like, don't try to sell us on stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten better with them, of course. But I do think I've seen like kind of a shift in ASMR where people like,
they're more supportive.
There'll still be a couple people that are like, but people are actually kind of support. I think people are starting to get it that like these ads and these sponsors are like how we keep going, because YouTube can be so up and down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really interesting. I think it's really interesting that the viewer has kind of changed with us, because I think I see people be more accepting of ads now.
Oh, yeah. And the ASMR community is pretty supportive as a whole, so.
Yeah. That's a great segue, by the way. That's amazing. The next question, let's just put this into the world, manifest it. If you could work with any brand in the world,
any brand in the world.
Yeah. It could be, you can say a few if you'd like.
I don't know about brand. I haven't really thought, I don't really like a specific brand. Mm-hmm. I guess if I could manifest like to work with anything, anyone, I would want to work with BTS.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I didn't put that in the notes. You're okay. So if you haven't seen it yet, I did this video about BTS, basically like a satire thing about being the forgotten member of BTS, right? Your clip that you sent me for it made me laugh out loud. It was so funny.
I'm so glad.
It was so good. It was so funny. Oh my gosh, I didn't even put BTS in here. All right, let's talk about BTS just a second.
Yes.
Okay. Favorite song right now?
My favorite song isn't actually like their song. They're just featured on it, and it's by Steve Aoki, and it's called Wasted on Me.
Okay. Okay.
I like that one.
Favorite member?
Jimin.
So fast.
My friend bought me a pillow of him behind me.
I love it. What else can we talk about BTS? Are they ever gonna come to Detroit?
Oh, I hope so, because I found them actually during the pandemic. Like I knew of them and I liked them, but like I didn't really like dive into them or anything. And I found them like during the pandemic and like watched their like show that they do and listened to all their music, and like they really got me through like the pandemic. Like I was depressed, and listening to their show and like their stuff like that made me happy. And so they got me through it. So I would pay good money for a good ticket for them.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to do a tour with how things are in the world, but hopefully they do a world/US tour, and you can get in there. I think that'd be. I've seen clips of their show too. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the California one, but I missed. I'm part of their like membership on like the app, and I got notified to get early tickets, but I didn't see it. And so I missed it. And so I didn't get the tickets in California. So then I was going to go to Korea for my birthday and hopefully find something over there. But now I can't because, you know, COVID and the border shut. So I'll wait around.
I know. I really want to go to Korea soon.
Me too. Let's go.
I was born in Seoul.
Were you?
And then, and then adopted when I was like 3 months old to Portland here. But I was actually born there, and I've never been back since I was born, which is, again, that's kind of the deeper reason, because I always joke with my friends about like, if I would have stayed in Korea, I for sure would have been in BTS.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
I believe it. You're such a good musician. I believe it.
I would have been in.
You would have been big over there.
I'll tell you a secret. I think that I think that, first of all, Korea, is specifically Seoul, loves anything entertainment. Like, it's such a huge hub for entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
And I've thought about going there for like a month and setting up either like live ASMR shows, making content there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All of that, because like I've seen so many people get huge in Korea.
Really?
And then no one even knows them in the US, and then it starts to trickle over.
I see.
And so I've seen a lot of people, like, I don't know. I got contacted last year by a microphone company in Korea that they wanted me to be on like billboards and stuff for their microphone in Seoul, and then it fell through because of COVID and everything.
Oh, but, no.
I really want to go over there.
I think I you really should. Do. You're like, yeah. I was showing your music before I actually, like, we became friends, and oh, I really? Was like, yeah, I was like, dang, this is good. I like this. So I think you should.
Yeah. 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 Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see. Wait, what's the border? I haven't kept up with it. Is their border closed?
They closed it right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you can go over there, I think. No, Japan closed their border. So it was Japan that closed their border. But Korea, you have to quarantine there for 2 weeks.
Got it.
I don't have, like, because I want to go for 2 weeks. Like, when I go, I want to stay for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So I don't have 4 weeks to, like, quarantine.
That's crazy. And
yeah, yep. That's what it is. So.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, look, I hope we both make it over there.
Oh, I do too.
It'd be amazing. All right. I want to talk to you about your creative process. Mm-hmm. Ideas, filming, props, all of that. So talk to me about, kind of walk me through from the beginning to uploading with just kind of a normal ASMR Shani video.
So my creative process, like, so as far as like videos go, they come to me so randomly. Like, I'll just be watching something and be like, oh, that would be like a good idea. Or I'll think of a character I just want to do. And I'm like, well, how can I make this a video? And I have a whole list. Like, I have a list on my phone that's like huge that I just kind of pick off of.
Yep. Yep.
And depending on which character I do, it takes me like, you know, 1 to 2 hours to get into cosplay. And then it takes like an hour to set up everything, like the lights. And then I improv everything.
Yeah.
So I don't like come up with a script. Depending on the video, I may come up with like a bullet point in my head, like where I want it to start, where I want it to go, and where I want it to end. So I at least know like what I'm picking up and what I'm doing.
Yep.
But that's about it. And then it takes me, you know, depending on the video, 3 to a day to edit, 3 hours to a whole day. And then I post it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. And then what about like props? What about all of that?
Oh, like, I have so many props. My room is like, it's been so hard. So I've been trying to keep things organized because I just have props upon props upon props. But yeah. I'm going to have to go through and start getting rid of things too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But that's like, that's part of the process, right? It's like, and you have to, I don't know, you know, if you're ordering from Amazon or wherever you're ordering stuff from. That's part of the process of like planning, okay, if I order this will be here Wednesday and then I can shoot. You know what I mean?
Like, yep, exactly.
There's a lot of timing involved. What's your favorite part of the process?
I guess my favorite process would be editing, because that means it's almost done.
I like that. So editing is my favorite part too.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part. And you said you do your editing, or your husband edits?
We both do. So depending on like what it is, like I can do like the easier stuff, like, you know, the audio stuff. I went to school for that. I can do, you know, cutting, like the colorizing, stuff like that.
Yep.
But when it comes to like green screen or, you know, anything that's complicated, I need him. Sure. So.
I think that's really cool. It's kind of in-house. Like that's you have a partner there.
Oh, yeah. We've been looking into having like, because, you know, Vestman, GV's editor, he's edited a lot of my game videos for me, and him and Codeine, they work together. They're amazing. And I've been talking to them about doing some of my ASMR videos to clear up my schedule a bit. So
I know. I literally have been talking to Vest for 2 years probably about doing
feel
it. And I just can't. I just haven't yet.
Same.
And I know I should.
I know I should too. It's just pulling the trigger. I haven't done it yet. I need to.
Yeah. It's just a control thing for me. And by the way, I love, and it's my favorite part.
It's my favorite part too. So that's like that.
So it's hard, but I mean, once you get to a certain point, I really do think that it's beneficial to hire an editor. I mean, every really successful person I know has an editor.
Yeah, it would clear up my schedule and let me hang out with my kids more. So that's kind of more like why I'm leaning towards it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Well, look, I hope that happens for you.
Thanks.
I know. I got to get there. I've been saying this for 2 years.
I feel it. I feel it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I feel like, okay, so you do use a lot. How do you store your props?
So I have tons of different things. I have a closet here that I like. We'll keep all the costumes. Nice. With like their wigs and everything. So I know it's together all on a hanger in there. And then nice. I also have a bunch of little cubbies and I keep like all my medical props in one, all of, like my fantasy stuff, my hair stuff, makeup, et cetera, all in like their own little cubbies. So
nice. It starts to accumulate, huh?
It's almost hard to close.
I know.
I'm looking at one right now that's like right here. And I'm like,
yeah, it's over the years. It's that stuff adds up.
I could open my own medical office.
All right, this popped into my head earlier today, and I've never talked to anybody about this, but I think it would be really interesting. Do you think that creators, specifically on YouTube, do you think that they feel pressure to hit 100K subs?
Yes, I do. I do think people feel like they're not, and that's not true. It's not true because I always thought that too, and it's what I'm going to say, and it's not true. But I feel like a lot of people think that they're not real YouTubers unless they hit 100K, because that was always in my brain for a while until I got to like 20,000, and I was like, no, that's not true. I'm putting in the work. I am grinding. I am a real YouTuber. It doesn't matter how many I have. But like people, I just feel like people unintentionally made you feel that way, because you would get comments and stuff like, oh, I watched this bigger ASMR artist and your quality is just as good. And it's like,
I know. Yep.
That, like, they don't realize it, but like that comment like hurts your heart.
Oh yeah.
So just so you know, people, no matter how many subs you have, you are valued. Your content is amazing. You are a real YouTuber. And just keep going. Your YouTube, your value, your worth is not based off your subscriber number.
Yep. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
And by the way, like almost nothing is valued by subscriber count. Like even sponsors and stuff, none of that matters. But I think it's really interesting because I remember when I was at like 70 or 80, and I remember being like, I just want that 100. Like, I can retire if I get the 100. Like, it was such a big like thing, right? And you get the you get the plaque, and you get the, you just feel validated, right? But like, it never ends now. It never ends though. If you're the problem with that is if you're in that mindset, you'll always be disappointed, because there's always a next.
Yep.
One.
And that took a while for me to understand. But once I got there, like I said, I thought there, I think around like 25 to like 30,000, like just like that was like a year in, I think, is like right around then. Because I remember I was still like in my head, like pretty small. You get to a point where you're just like, I'm having fun doing it. You know, if it happens, it happens. I realized that no matter what I got to, I was always going to be like that. And I didn't like feeling competitive. I wanted to support everyone. I love everyone. I wanted everyone to do well. My value wasn't based off my number. And so I just kind of gave up thinking like that and focused on me and my channel.
Yep. Yep. And look, that is the goal of the place to get to. It's not easy. Because I really do think there's a lot of pressure.
There is.
To get there. But the thing is that never changes, because now I get comments that are like, I think I just passed 475 or 480 or something like that.
That's awesome.
And I get comments that are like, wait, he only has 408. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what?
It's like,
it'll never stop. Yeah. And if I get to a million, which who knows, people are going to be like, wait, he's not at 2. You know what I mean? Like, it's never going to stop.
Yeah, the most hurtful, like I said, I'm pretty good at just like letting comments roll off my back now. But the most hurtful one is like, you know, I'm at almost 150 now, and you'll get a comment that goes, oh, I just watched a bigger ASM artist and they were like, your quality is almost just as good, or something like, or you're, and I know they mean it nicely, so this is no stab at them.
Totally.
But it's just like, it hits you and you're like, oh, I thought like, you know, people would like respect me as like a big ASM artist by now. But I guess, it never is like that.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. That popped into my head because there's this just unsaid pressure, I think, for people to get there.
And I just
and I don't I don't think it's true.
I don't think it's true either. I think, like I said, if you're grinding and you're putting in the work, that's all that matters.
Yep. Yep. All right. I have a few more for you. Let's see. Who inspires you?
Everybody. I can't mm-hmm. pick one. Literally everybody. I'm not just saying that as like a cop-out answer. Literally everybody, mm-hmm. because I'm on, you know, Twitter is like really big for like our community, and everyone's yeah. always posting new videos. And I'm like, that's such a good idea. Oh my gosh, this yeah. person's cosplay is so good. Why didn't I think of that? I love everybody's stuff. Everybody.
I completely agree. I could not pick, like, it's everybody.
Everybody.
It really is. I agree. Okay. Let's talk equipment. So for your videos, what cameras and mics have you been using?
I use the Canon EOS R.
Okay.
And I have, I switch out my microphones, but I'm typically using my Rodes and T1s.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I bought those NT1s when people started using them, and I used them once.
Oh no. What do you use?
Ever. I will use them once, like forever. And they sound amazing.
Yeah.
I just like, I had this, I don't know what happened. I have this weird like mental block with them. I don't know why I can't. So anyway, I actually just sent them to a creator. I won't name, but we just sent them to them because,
well, I hope they like them.
I don't know. I know. They sound amazing though.
What mics do you use?
They sound amazing. So I used the, oh my gosh. This is so funny because I love this question because it puts creators on the spot, but no one's ever asked me. And then,
oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. With this is gonna, this is a secret. This is like a breaking news secret. So for most videos that are like easy, unless they're like an interactive big role play, mm-hmm. I actually use the Zoom recorder thing that most people use for mics, mm-hmm. but I just use the ones on top.
Oh yeah. Like I've done that.
The actual ones.
Yep.
Cause I have like the settings like perfectly dialed in for my voice, and it's perfect.
I have an H4N, but I've done that too, where I've just used the little H4N top.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I love it. All right. What do you think the most used app on your phone is?
Weverse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's rephrase. All right. You wake up. What is the first one that you pick? What is the first one you check? I love it so much. We're just gonna leave that one there. I love it. That's a perfect answer. Perfect. Oh my gosh. I love it. All right. What's next for ASMR Shani?
You don't
have to give away like projects or anything, but just what's next for you?
I'm just going to keep working on making my content. I'm trying to make sure that I would like to get more videos up. Maybe I do two a week. If I could pay an editor to do it, like I'm working on, I would try to do three. And I'm just working on Twitch. I really like gaming. That's my favorite thing to do. When I first created my YouTube channel, I wanted to do gaming, but then switched because I thought ASMR would be more fun and rewarding. So, but in the end, I love playing video games. And so if I could do well on Twitch gaming,
yep,
that's what I want.
I love it. Okay. If you could hear anyone on this podcast in the future, who would you like to hear?
Have you done Articulate Design yet?
No, he's on the list.
Matt.
I would love that. I would love it. I would love it.
He's such a nice guy and he's very interesting. Like, I would love to hear about his life in Dubai.
Okay. We're going to make that happen for sure. He's been on the list. I love it. All right. Let's see. Last question. Most controversial question of the whole show. I ask every person this, so prepare yourselves.
Okay.
Pineapple on pizza. Is it a yes or no from you?
You know what? This is controversial for me because I used to think disgusting. I hate pineapple. Never. But then I had it one time when I was drinking with some friends. Mm-hmm. And it was actually pretty good. So I'm going to say I'm on the fence, depending on my mood.
Is it good if you weren't drinking, though?
That's what I don't know, because I haven't had it. So I'm going to say I'm on the fence because I had a bite and I was like,
Okay.
So fence.
On the fence. Okay. I like it. It's kind of split with guests. It's kind of split. There's a lot of yeses. There's a lot of nos. There's some fences.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. But I mean, like, typically I'd be like, I don't want fruit on pizza, but it tasted pretty good.
So. Okay. All right. I like it. That's an on the fence from ASMR Shani, for the record. All right. Where can they find you online? This is your chance to plug away.
Everything is at ASMR Shani because I'm not overly creative. So just go to Twitter at ASMR Shani, Instagram ASMR Shani, Twitch ASMR Shani.
Yep. Love it. I mean, look, but here's the thing though. And this is something for creators to learn out there. It is beneficial if you can get all of your handles to match. Mm-hmm. It really is. That's some good advice because when I first started out, none of mine matched.
Oh, and really?
I had to contact like the platforms to try to get everything to match. Like it was kind of a mess. But if you can start out, if you're just starting out there and you're creating your Twitters, your Instagrams, your whatever, try to get them to match because it is beneficial.
The only one that's not is TikTok. It's at official ASMR Shani because someone had ASMR Shani already.
Oh, I know.
Like, what?
Pretty much anywhere I go now, I have to do official or real.
Yeah.
Maddie Tingles because people take it. Yeah.
I was shocked.
All right. Look, this was a blast. I'm so glad that you could be on.
Thanks for having me.
I think you're fantastic. You're just a light in the community that I love following, and I can't wait to see what you do.
Well, same to you. And you know, if you want to make any more of those pumpkin tapping videos, those are my favorite videos to listen to. So,
okay, I will.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to subscribe on YouTube. Go leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to this. This has been the Creatico Podcast. I am your host, Maddie Tingles. Be safe out there. Be kind to others and yourself. I'll see you next time. Bye.